Good evening.
Good evening.
Ask for your approval tonight on a memorandum of understanding with the City of Bryan for our school resource officers for the upcoming school year. We have had a partnership with Bryan Police Department for many years. Been very successful. We work very well together. This particular agreement includes 8 officers, as well as we have the sergeant as well that comes under this contract. So I ask for your approval for the upcoming school year.
I apologize. I didn't read through it, but does the realignment affect the distribution of those officers any?
It's affecting the distribution of the officers. We did not decrease the number of officers in this particular agreement. We would like some time to review them. Our plan is that we would have one at SFA in Davila, but one would not be permanently assigned to the 5-6 campuses at this time. So there'd be one at each of those. And then we have one that would be shared between Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, DAEP, that group, and then 2 each at the comprehensive high schools, Rutter High School and Bryan High School. And then the 8th one at this point would kind of be as needed. You know, sometimes we need additional coverage at various schools because of events. We do want them to visit the 5-6 campuses on a pretty regular basis, so that 8th officer would be used for that, as well as our elementary schools would like some more frequent walkthroughs just to expose the kids to the police officers. The kids really enjoy it when they walk through the building. Not that they're there for a particular reason other than become familiar with the kids and let the kids get to know them. So for this year, we would like to keep that the same number, and then we will reevaluate and make a recommendation.
And I guess my main concern was not it going down, but actually the need for it to go up.
No, we do not feel like it needs to go up.
Okay. I also, just because this is a relevant time to bring it in, had a visited with one of our, I guess her son was a senior last year, but she's a police officer with Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And she said that she'd gone through a conference that there was a community group there that had presented on how just regular police officers, not even just SROs, can be more involved in the school from just simply using that as a place to take a break during the day, or stopping in and having lunch and stuff like that. So it was, and again, I can get additional information if we're interested, but there was a whole community packet of how just, you know, not outside the SRO program, but just the active community. Yeah. So haven't had a chance to bring it up. So
we have talked to some of that because we've got some new leadership over there as well, and we've talked about some additional exposure. I know maybe at the beginning of school, greeting kids and that sort. So they are open to some suggestions that we will be talking to them about.
Great.
This has been going on for a long time. I can't remember when it really started that we started doing SROs. I don't know if you know, but it's been a long time, and I've never really given it a lot of thought in terms of, is this typical or is this fairly unique? It does seem like, or I would assume the city doesn't really have any obligation to work with us in terms of paying part of the cost of these officers. And I would also assume, maybe incorrectly, but you tell me if you know, what other districts do? Do they typically pay their entire force? I don't know if Whitbeck knows what was going on in her former district.
It's often dependent upon the size of the district. So your very large districts, for example, the one I came from, they'll have their own police departments, but that would not be a cost-effective measure for Bryan.
Right.
So I think the partnership, we've already had some meetings with them. I do sense, and Amy can elaborate, but in just my few months here, that they're very willing to partner and want to for the safety of the community and then the schools.
I'm just thinking that we may have been, or at least I maybe have been taking this for granted, that this is something that they do for us that actually is a huge benefit for us that we need
to. It is
to,
a very
again,
huge.
I think it is.
It
a is.
It we
is
need
a
to thank them again for that.
I think we got started early on in the history of things. I remember the days when there were people in the district that didn't like the SRO's cars being visible in front of the building. They thought, oh, it makes it look like we have to have policemen in our buildings. And now the kids, you know, the kids feel comfortable. I mean, it's just totally taken a whole new, you know, a whole new spin. The SROs are good for the kids. The kids are good for them. They have it, just the greatest working relationship. Those SROs know kids by their first name, not just the, you know, kids that they see off campus too, but I mean, they know what they do. They just have a personal interest. And of course, you know, my youngest son is Brian PD, and I think a lot of his interest got started with his relationship with the SROs. And they said, hey, you know, someday you may think about it because you're just the type of kid we'd love to have. And so it's been very, very beneficial.
I don't know what proportion of districts have SRO agreements, but there's enough of them that we have sessions on it at TASB conferences.
Most of your schools of size do have a program of some sort. I can tell you initially when this started, and I don't remember when, it's been a long time ago, it was a grant that was written in partnership by Bryan Police Department and Bryan ISD. And we each participated some. When that grant was exhausted, both entities felt like it was so beneficial that we both agreed to continue the program even without grant funds.
And I believe I read in our local paper that College Station's agreements with the Sheriff's Department, so they have a similar thing but a different setup.
Well, I move approval of the attached memorandum of understanding with the City of Bryan for school resource officers for the 2017-18 fiscal year.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Waller and a second by Dr. Harlan. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good. Motion passes.